session in the Portland City Council on April 13th. Would you please read the roll, roll for us to check in?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hale.
Here. We have one item remaining from our morning calendar, which is a 4/5 agenda item, item 370-1.
Declare City Council opposition to Mississippi's Protecting Freedom of Conscience from Government Discrimination Act and temporarily suspend the authorization of using any city funds for travel by city employees to the state of Mississippi.
So, as I said, when I mentioned that I would be bringing another such action to the council, I'm very sorry that we have to act on the second of these two items in a very short time. First North Carolina and now Mississippi having enacted what I believe are both unconscionable and unconstitutional legislation on the subject of human rights. So we have taken a stand in previous instances with Indiana last year, successfully joining a coalition of states, cities, and private business that got the state of Indiana to reverse such a discrimination effort. We hope that the same thing happens in North Carolina and also in Mississippi by the combination of public and private efforts across the country. So this resolution is before us, open to discussion. I think we might have someone here who wants to speak on the item, but any other council members want to say anything at the outset? If not, anyone would like, is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Please, come on up. And sorry to have kept you waiting. I know you were here this morning. So
it's okay. I'm fine. I've recently moved here, and I'm retired, so relaxed.
Where'd you move from?
From Western Massachusetts, Northampton.
My brother lives in Granbury.
Possibly even more progressive than Portland. We're only here.
That's a tough crowd. Well, give us your name and support that outrageous statement.
Strike that for the record.
We're not going to get into a Hadfield and McCoy situation here, are we?
No.
Kenner Swain, and so I have no family in Mississippi, but I have family in North Carolina. They're not happy with this, and I have had family in North Carolina for 300 years. So I have feelings about, and I appreciate the city council, was it Commissioner Novick who, I appreciate the city council bringing this up. It might seem that Oregon and Portland are a long way from Mississippi and North Carolina, but, you know, if you study some of the books by Colin Woodard and David Fisher, you know that Portland, Oregon are not that far away from Mississippi and North Carolina in many ways. And I think that I'll be brief, resolutions like this is not going to be the last time something like this happens that is completely unconscionable and unconstitutional. And it's not the last time that businesses, public and private, will hopefully do something to express their feelings. I think it would be good, a couple of things. One, just a small copy editing kind of thing or a suggestion. You might say the so-called freedom and so-called, and because
like that.
The moral high ground of who's for freedom is absolutely what's at stake, and who's and what discrimination is. All of that is up for grabs, and really the language is very important, and so that kind of thing.
I move that amendment.
I second that amendment. Thank you. We'll do that, and we'll take that as a friendly amendment, and
it's intended as such.
It is so ordered.
Second of all, you know, in contending with these kinds of issues, which are symbolic, and you have a whole lot of things with big money on the table, so I'll be brief. You know, we think about what would Gandhi and King or Gene Sharp do in these kinds of situations. I would suggest, perhaps in future, as more of these come along, to invite people in Mississippi or North Carolina to meet anywhere along the Oregon Trail, to hash this out, to talk about it, you know, to do something to say we don't just disapprove, but we're here for reconciliation in the long run. And Oregon, I don't know the whole history, but I don't believe allowed African Americans or blacks into the state. Didn't allow black people to vote until 1927. There was a Supreme Court case called Pierce versus, perhaps you know this, 1925 Supreme Court case where basically there was a very anti-Catholic thing where it was outlawed to, private schools were outlawed. Completely. So that was very anti-religious freedom and specifically anti-Catholic. So the point would be to acknowledge our own failings, sins, shortcomings, in the sense that Oregon, you know, is not very few of us have come to this point of view that we're at, you know, 100 years ago or 50 years ago or whatever, but to make that kind of point in the resolutions perhaps going forward. Oh, Commissioner Fish, briefly, that T-shirt with the tree, I was volunteering at the Hoyt Arboretum, and they're for sale up there, and we'd love to have you come up and contribute. You can buy all sizes. They're there. They're there in the visitor center.
I wondered where it came from, so thank
they're
you.
They're in the visitor center at the Hoyt Arboretum.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Then let's do please take a vote on the resolution as amended.
Fish.
Aye.
Councilman Novick.
I really do appreciate the amendment because we should not be reciting people's self-serving language without taking note of how self-serving it is. Aye.
Fritz.
I want to thank Brian Adams for canceling his Mississippi concert and Bruce Springsteen for canceling his North Carolina concert and Mayor Hales for not going to North Carolina to Mississippi for the christening of the USS Portland. It does make a difference, and it's more than symbolic, and even if it were just symbolic, it's necessary symbolism. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
I do have relatives in Mississippi, and I won't be visiting them either, but I'll be inviting them to come out to Oregon and see what freedom is like. Aye. Okay.